kidding me?
I think she mixed up her costumes.
I could always eat a bunch.
Just switch, Adam. Come here. We're ready for tech rehearsal. Can we start with the puppets? Okay, can I get some playback? Our young lovers die in each other's arms, then embrace in heaven. True love. Romeo and Juliet opens tomorrow. What else could go wrong? Hey, are you okay?
Yeah, it's nothing. I was just wondering if you thought about Asher at all.
Yeah, not if I can help it. The idea of him touching you makes me sick.
No, I mean about a plan to take him down.
You want to do that right now?
I know you're busy, but every day I let this go, I just feel worse. And you usually have a million schemes swimming around in that head.
Okay, I'll take care of it. We'll get through this together.
An old-fashioned protest.
Well, it steals my sister's favorite play from her and gets away with it.
Hey. We're gonna use these?
The principal may allow this kind of filth, but his students need to know they can still follow a righteous path.
After Eli busted my nose and his little girlfriend made me miss 3 games, I'm all for taking on the play. But these will never work.
Why not? I mean, they're clear, direct.
They're mad homophobic. The only place we'll be picketing with these bad boys is in detention.
So they're allowed to take a classic play and turn it gay, but we can't even express our own opinions?
Not this opinion and not in this school. But there are other avenues we can explore.
I'm sorry, but I still believe in freedom of speech. I'll wave to you from the picket line.
Becky, wait.
Leave her. Got something else and I need your help.
Have every Capulet chorus member switch costumes with a Montague.
Seriously?
We had to switch Romeo and Jules. It has to match. Next. All right, can you? I really hurt myself in the dumb jock's face. All right, see if you can get some stagehands out of class to help Imogen with the painting. Maybe that tattoo guy.
And what are you doing?
I told you, I have to help Claire.
Right, with something super secret.
Adam, it's serious.
So you're gonna risk the play?
Simpson made us stop selling tickets. Annie wants to talk to you ASAP. Seems serious.
Here.
Okay, let's run it again. Cue the music. You are the sun, the moon in the night. You are my everything.
This isn't right.
Everything's so
right.
It won't take another summer, another spring, another fall. Now I have you.
Come, we must go.
Don't need anything.
And then we kiss and scene.
You don't want to practice that part?
We'll wing it. It'll seem more spontaneous.
Fine. Not in the mood to get all lovey-dovey anyways.
Are you really going to do the show without rehearsing the kiss?
I don't want my first kiss to be with Dave. I want it to be sweet and romantic and beautiful.
You've never kissed anyone?
Maybe some cute guy will see you in the play and fall madly in love.
Great, after I've lost my lip virginity to some random guy in front of 200 people.
Well, the play's not till tomorrow, right? You still got time to find someone.
Don't you have homework to finish?
I can take a hint.
Sorry, my doofus boyfriend has no concept of how hard it is to be out in grade 9.
Maybe not, but he's right. The play doesn't open till tomorrow. before then, I have to find somebody to be my first kiss.
You have got to be kidding me.
Eli, sit down.
You want me to review the play's subject material the day before opening night?
It's not me, okay? Some students have complained and now some parents are involved.
All right, let me guess. The Bakers.
Amongst others. Eli, would you sit down? Now, these are just concerned members of the school community who want you to walk them through the material.
I will defend this play until my dying breath.
Well, that's a bit extreme, don't you think? They just want you to do it during the lunch hour.
And if they still disapprove, what? We shut down production?
I believe in this play, okay? I really doubt it's going to come to that.
But it could.
Worst case scenario, I suppose. Go ahead.
So I guess this means we're not going to the play together?
Did I not formally cancel?
Where are my manners?
Hiding behind 3 feet of hair?
At least I see no need to hide the fact that I'm a girl.
I'm not a girl. I'm trans. And you're a real piece of work.
Made perfectly by the hands of God. As we all are. If you'd accept how God made you, you'd be happier.
Geez, I never thought of that.
God made me brunette, but blondes have more fun.
Joke all you want, but I really think I got through to Adam with that one.
If you say so.
People, time to assign groups for this week's presentations. Adam and Becky, you'll be group one.
Mrs. Cohen, no. Adam and I are just too different.
Like oil and vinegar, you may not mix easily, but you'll make a delicious salad dressing. And your salad is global warming effects on fauna. Jenna?
Look, I know you've heard the rumors. But this play will never be shut down by a few small-minded individuals. Homophobia will be defeated and love will triumph. Yeah. Keep rehearsing as though we open tomorrow. Because we do.
Sure you're not worried, man?
Dave, I don't have time for this. If some parents don't like gay people, I'm sorry. They're gonna be offended.
Are you sure that's the reason they're against the play?
The Bakers? Becky Baker's parents.
Yeesh. That girl gave me a Pray the Gay Away pamphlet, and I think her dad's a minister.
So we're dead?
Nah, man. Bro, look, you got this. I mean, the irony is, isn't this play about sticking up for the little guy? Isn't that what Jesus would do?
He would, wouldn't he?
Favorite gal pals.
You can't just start a fight at my party and think we're still buddies.
How many stories do you need?
You can stuff your stories in a sack.
Hi, Imogen and Fiona, right?
Yes, can we help you?
When you started liking her, how did you know she would go for a girl?
Aw, do you have a crush?
I don't even know how to find someone to have a crush on.
Well, first you find someone with similar interests.
And then you become best friends.
And then you feel that spark.
Oh, I want zzt.
Well, just keep doing the things you love. I'm sure that special someone's already in your orbit.
You think?
Oh, you are such a button. Cute, nice, polite. Could learn a thing or two from this one. So.
Hatred stirs up strife, but love conquers all. Proverbs 10:12. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. John 4:8. It should not matter that these young lovers are both young men, only that their community learns to support them like this community should support this play.
Why are you dressed as the friar from Romeo and Juliet? Is this some sort of joke at my expense?
Oh, not at all, Mr. Baker. I understand you're a man of the cloth, and I wanted to show that Jesus himself would choose love over hate, and he wouldn't cancel this play just because it's about two guys.
Admittedly, we aren't ecstatic about the play's homosexual agenda.
Oh, here we go.
I personally approve the changes made in Romeo and Jules. Degrassi's always been an accepting, inclusive school.
But that isn't our only concern.
It's not?
These fine boys brought up a very important point about the play, and we just couldn't ignore it.
In a time when so many teens are taking their own lives, is it wise to stage a play that glorifies suicide?
I mean, okay, there is suicide in the play, but it's a classic. I mean, your own daughter chose it.
And we'd feel the exact same way even if she were involved. It's irresponsible.
Maybe we could watch the final scene before we make any decisions. How about that?
Let's do it.
Lovers find love in death? The families put down their arms? This definitely glorifies suicide.
Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. He's right. This version can't be staged. How could I not see it?
So what do we do from here? Cancel?
No, I can fix this. Can I have until the end of the day to propose a new ending?
We'll review it and then decide then. I think it's only fair.
Everything okay?
Just asking for guidance on how to show Adam the way.
Why do you care so much?
Because I can't work with someone who's like Adam.
Pretty sure it's not a sin to do a project with a transgender guy.
Jenna, we nearly went on a date. What if I developed feelings for her? What if she turned me gay?
Adam is not gay.
Adam is a girl who likes girls.
He is transgender. That's different. Wait, is this why you're so hell-bent on protesting the play?
Play's wrong, Jenna.
Okay, can't you just finish the science project and ignore Adam forever?
I wish. But Adam is really confused. God made us partners for a reason.
I think I've got it.
Really?
The lovers' spirits won't embrace at the end. They'll miss each other, even in heaven, torn apart.
Okay, let's do it one more time. Hear the music.
No good?
No. I was just hoping you meant a plan to take down Asher.
Let me finish the new ending, then I'll figure something out.
Okay. I think I actually might be onto something.
The Toronto Journalism Awards?
It's tomorrow, which means an empty interpreter office. We can sneak in and plant something on Asher's computer.
No, that won't work.
He has evidence against me. I'm gonna need something on him if I'm ever gonna clear my name.
No, the play.
Opening night.
Wait.
Maybe there's a way to do both.
I knew you were the one person I could count on. Thank you.
Before we start on our project, I wanted to say a couple of things.
Okey-doke.
Everyone here acts like how I feel is crazy, but there are 100 million other Baptists, 2 billion other Christians.
Even I went to church as a kid.
You did?
Which is why I know not all Christians share the same beliefs as you do.
The Bible says that homosexuality is wrong, but the Bible also offers a pathway to a great life. I'm just trying to help people find their way.
Okay, my turn. I thought that we could use this for our project. Fossilized ammonite, 70 million years old.
Wow, that's incredible.
Incredible as in not credible? As in you don't believe me?
Why wouldn't I believe you?
Well, doesn't the Bible say the Earth is only 6,000 years old?
But isn't that sort of a metaphor? I mean, just because I'm a good Christian doesn't mean I can't love science.
So you'll look past the Bible for a mollusk, but not when you see a play about two dudes in love?
It's just unnatural.
Because of intolerance like yours, I've been thrown out of washrooms, beaten up bad.
I would never do any of that.
But the stuff you say makes people think it's okay to bully kids who are gay or transgender or different in any way. I think we should work separately. I'll send you the data and you can make frilly charts.
I found love in a hopeless place. Well, in the theater with that cute stagehand.
Oh, the Brazilian guy with the mohawk and the muscles?
Yeah, huh?
Did you get his name?
Well, we didn't exactly talk.
You just kissed?
We shared a look, but there was a spark. Now I just have to talk to him.
Talking to cute guys isn't exactly your strong suit.
Why are you being so negative? Don't you want me to have my dreamy, romantic, perfect first kiss?
I just don't want you to get your hopes up.
So you get to be in love, and Maya gets to be in love, but I don't.
You will. I just don't want you to get hurt before opening night.
Thanks for looking out for me, but I'm gonna get that boy to kiss me. Mark my words.
Romeo and Juliet suicides can't be romantic, so after they kill themselves, their spirits should rise from their bodies, then be torn apart halfway up.
Separated forever. We'll need longer poles. It'll take me a few hours to rig up.
Hours? But we still need to test it before I submit my proposal to Mr. Simpson.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. There's just no time. I need to save the play and then there's Claire.
Whoa. Deja vu.
I'm not having a manic episode, if that's what you're getting at.
But changing the end of a play, doing everything for Claire, I'm glad I'm no longer caught up in Hurricane Eli.
Am I really that bad?
You're like Romeo. Passionate, impulsive. You'll do anything for the things and people that he loves. But for all his crazy romance, Romeo still ended up dead.
Why is Simpson leaving us hanging like this? I handed the proposal in 12 hours ago.
He probably has to discuss his decision with the Bakers.
Awesome.
Nervous? Eli.
Great job on the rewrite. Can't wait to see it tonight.
Yay!
This ain't over.
Excuse me a second.
Looks like you got good news.
Yeah, the play's going forward.
Well, then why the mopey face?
Because rewriting the end of the musical made me realize. Romeo and Jules is about teenagers who make an impulsive decision. And it goes horribly wrong.
No, Eli, no. I stayed up
all night reading case law on workplace harassment. I know how we can get Asher. This is a solid plan.
I've had plans too. Fits in the fake IDs, Vegas night, love roulette. They never end well.
So you're just gonna let Asher get away with everything he did to me?
No. I've come up with something better.
What is it?
You're going to talk to Michelle.
No, no, I can't tell her.
I already did. She's waiting to go over your story.
I tried to talk to that cute stagehand after school.
Yeah?
But I got so nervous, I turned to run away, tripped, and fell into a shrub.
Did you notice?
No, thank heavens. But sitting in that spruce, it gave me time to think. Maybe Tori's right. Maybe I can't talk to guys.
Hey, you still have your opening night tonight, right?
Shut up.
Apology from Tori?
It's a letter from a secret admirer, Tristan. A rose by another name, but still as sweet. I've been watching you, and I want to meet.
This guy likes you.
And he wants to meet me right now?
Don't you have rehearsal in like half an hour?
It could mean getting my first kiss before I have to kiss Dave tonight.
I wouldn't want to risk letting that many people down.
Oh, me neither. But on the other hand, it's for love.